Hello, everyone. My name is Josh, and welcome to my podcast called The Heartbeat of Hmong Entrepreneurs. I know there's a lot of you who are out there who wants to support Hmong businesses, but you just don't know who to go to, where to find Hmong-owned businesses so that you can really support them. And I know that, as a consumer, we want to support our Hmong brothers and sisters as well, but we just don't know where to go. So this is how I'm going to help Hmong businesses and Hmong entrepreneurs gain exposure so that we know who we can go to, depending where we are in the world, when we want a particular service or product, so that we can support our own Hmong people as well and help each other grow. All right, awesome. Well, I'm super excited and thanks for joining us. Today I have Mr. Jim Lee with us. And
Woo!
yes. Awesome. I'm super excited. And guess what, Jim? You are the very first person that I'm interviewing for my brand new podcast, man.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Yes. So, everybody, welcome to the Heart of Hmong Entrepreneurs. And this is Jim. Something awesome and interesting about Jim is that he's worked 42 hours just to please his clients, man. This guy definitely is all about customer
Satisfaction.
satisfaction, baby. Absolutely, absolutely. And he just came back from a client as well, possible client. So, tell us all about it. But first of all, introduce yourself. Let us know who you are.
Josh, thanks for letting me join your Mompreneurs podcast. I personally think it's gonna be, successful, but Jim Lee, I was born in Sacramento. We moved to North Carolina in 96. And then I grew up most of my life in Valdez, North Carolina. It's a little small town going towards Morganton and Asheville. But growing up, I mean, I think a lot of Hmong people, we all share the same background. We grew up broke, real broke, and we didn't have a lot of things growing up. And so that kind of motivated me. It kind of molded me to be who I am now, like someone who you grew up with nothing. And so you're always so hungry for more. And when in school, I always did good in school, university, high school, came out. I'm not gonna say my life was a straight shot, but I will say my life has been, I've kept it on good record.
That's
So,
awesome, man. That is awesome. Yeah, absolutely.
yeah.
I can absolutely relate to you. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that can really relate to you as well. But I know that you are a rising entrepreneur, man. You are out there hustling, doing your thing, man. I've seen it too. It's awesome. It is
Yes, thank
awesome.
you.
So
Thank
tell us
you.
about your business. And what do you do?
Yes, so Lee Solutions Services PLC, it is a professionally limited liability company that I opened in January 2023 last year. And what I do is I provide, for example, so I provide structural engineering services such as remodeling, additions, inspections, insurance claims, or let's say if you're doing a if you're doing a new build and you need someone to review your plans for your new build, then I can do that too. And so I the what makes me different from other structural engineering firms is, number one, I'm extremely responsive. Number two, I offer different packages. I'm not just a one thing only, one trick pony. I have different base packages for what I do, different costs, different services. And at the same time, I'm willing to travel, as far as it needs. And unlike other firms, I don't need sleep. I'm a robot. So that's the biggest thing. So most of my clients are exactly what I intended when I opened the firm. It's usually realtors and homeowners.
Okay, that's awesome. That's
So
awesome.
that's pretty
Now,
much the summary.
okay, so what got you to start in this business particular?
Honestly, it was more of a career growth. It was a personal development thing. I thought to myself, like, I'm working at a W-2 job and I'm already making this much and I bring this much revenue to the company. How much can I bring to myself? It's more like a personal development thing. And why did I open up Lee Solutions? It was really that. You know your worth, you know what you bring to the company, Now, how much can you bring to yourself? And so it all starts with the question of how much are you worth? And
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
it.
Nice, nice, nice. Now, what have been some of the biggest challenges that you faced?
There's a lot. No, the I'll name the for me the top three. So the three biggest issues you face as a rising entrepreneur or small business owner, just any business owner, is number one, it is a time management. Number one, time management. You go from having 8 hours of free time after work to having zero or negative because your time bleeds over to the next day. So time management and work-life balance are completely like it's chaotic. Number two is manpower and workload. You eventually get to a point, if your business is somewhat successful, workload becomes immense and you have to start hiring or subcontracting or delegating, outsourcing. Number two is that. And for me, number three is bookkeeping. Find a good bookkeeper, or if not, make sure you keep track of your just everything, expenses. So
Yeah, being in business, that's definitely something you really need to do. And obviously, you knew about this going in, and you definitely like stayed on top of it.
yes, you have to, because if you don't, at the end of the year, you're gonna have like 1 year worth of garbage you gotta like go through. So yes.
I personally know that because I've done it before. Where I'm just sitting for hours and hours trying to sort out all my expenses. It is so frustrating. It is a pain in the
Yes.
butt for sure. It sounded like you dove in knowing what you were doing.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it, but at the same time, it's like you know it, but at the same time, you don't really know it until you like start going through it. And the pressure is so immense, it's like the ocean above your head.
Yeah, right.
But you got to find a way to breathe and swim back up to the surface.
That's right. That's right. And if you don't push yourself, give yourself that pressure too. You don't know how much you can take.
Yeah, because the cliche quote, diamonds are formed under pressure. So, yep, that's it, the top three issues.
Yeah, no, I like that quote, man. I haven't heard that one yet. So that's a
Oh,
first.
yeah, well, I'm good at making quotes. But yeah, that's it.
Awesome. All right. So how does your business contribute to the community?
A lot of ways, Josh. Well, no, for me, number one is growing up, like a lot of minorities, we didn't have a lot of professional services like tax, engineering, lawyer, doctor. We didn't have a lot of that. So I think in this area, and probably in a lot of other Hmong states like Minnesota, Wisconsin, California, I think I'm probably one of the only Hmong structural engineers, like probably one of five or three. And it takes someone to pioneer and trailblaze something, and I think that's what I'm doing. Obviously we have other structural engineers who are old, like old, other races like white Americans, Black Americans. But for a young Hmong American to do this by himself, and he has no scaffolding, no pioneers, what I offer to the community is exactly it: structural engineering services. It's affordable. They know that I'm an ethical guy. I get the job done, and I'm not going to charge them an arm and leg.
What are your future plans for your business?
I have a 2 year plan. I haven't looked at the 5 year. For my 2 year plan, I'm currently working on expanding my operations to some of the other Hmong states. So right now I have Tennessee, North Carolina, Minnesota. The next three states are, or two states are, obviously Wisconsin and California.
Wow.
And so I mean there's other ones too, like Georgia, South Carolina, but so far in my 2 year plan, expand operations. That's number one. Number two is I need to start outsourcing more. And I don't know if I want to do a W-2 employees and convert to an S-Corp, but I'm debating if I want to keep it at an S-Corp classification and do 1099 or go full in S-Corp and hire W-2 employees. So I'm debating that.
Right. It
So
sounds like we need to get a tax professional on the show.
yeah, I mean, I know a good one that I'll get with you afterwards, but
Yes, absolutely.
I'm at a so I'm at the breaking point of typically they tell you you want to convert to an S corp when you make about 60,000 around there, and so that's when the tax benefits of, you know how you can like you kind of mess around with that tax benefit as an S corp. That they say 60,000 is around the threshold when you want to convert. So
Okay, nice,
that's
nice.
the yeah, that's my future 2 year plan.
Have you thought about maybe partnering with other people too, or have you? I mean, you're obviously the only like Hmong person I know that's in structural engineering. Have you met anybody else?
I've met one guy from California, and he's currently working as a structure. Well, he's working. He's still studying for his engineering exam, but I keep up with him, and then I sent him all my code books, and so I've been keeping up with him. I want to make sure he passes his exam, and when he does, I'm gonna reach out to him.
So
But
he's not one yet. He's not a full.
yeah.
Okay.
That's correct. He's not one. He's what we have three different levels when it comes to engineering. We have the engineering intern, the EI. So they call it the engineering in training.
Okay.
Number two is what I am, the professional engineer. So PEs, you can seal and sign most plans. And then the last one, and the hardest one to get, is the structural engineering exam, and they call it the SE. And right, so it's confusing. Like if I could name it, the PE is like when you're a doctor, you're like a general practitioner, and then the SE is when you're like a specialist. You're like,
Okay.
you could be a neurosurgeon for SE, but
Right.
right now, all I know is there's that guy from California, and I hope he passes, and as soon as he does, I'll reach out to him.
Is he a younger guy too?
I think he's around the same age, and they're all around the 20, late 20s and early 30s.
Okay. Yeah. They're
But
pretty young.
the one thing that I'm also working with is architects. Architects and structural engineers are, if I could say it, structural engineers are the left hemisphere of the brain, and architects are the right. Obviously one is more logical and the one is more conceptual. And
Right.
so for me, like, there's a guy from Minnesota, an architect, Chi Tao, and then also one of my brother-in-laws, and they're both architects. And I do intend on reaching out to them.
Nice, nice. That's awesome. So once you get connected, maybe we're gonna have to get them connected too. You guys can really work together, and possibly even build a business out of that too, right?
Yeah, look, yeah, exactly. And like that quote, I know I love quotes, but we've all heard that quote of if you want to go fast by yourself, then go ahead, but you want to go far, then teamwork. And
Right,
that's the
right.
truth. That's the truth. Like, obviously right now I'm going pretty fast because it's just me, but if I want to upscale is the key for any business. Upscale and automation. And right now I'm stuck at the point of I'm trying to upscale and I'm trying to automate.
Guy in the systems now. Automation.
Yeah, I need to get some like AI freaking secretary or something.
Right? Yes, I'm sure you can find a lot of them because there's so much AI going on that right now that you can definitely find someone or something or a program or something that'll be able to help you out. If I'm able to run by something good, I'll definitely send it your way. Now, you are currently here in North Carolina, right?
That's correct.
I know you said you were licensed in a few other states. Are you now practicing in those states as well?
Yes. So, I currently work a W-2 job at Betco. And Betco, what we do is we design and fabricate, and we ship out a steel storage facilities. Like, we do single and multi-story buildings, like public storage. I'm trying to think of another one. Maybe FedEx. But we do a lot of a single multi-story nationally and in Canada. So some states that I'm licensed in, like, for example, just to name a few, NC, Tennessee, Georgia, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Massachusetts, Maryland, 14 states.
Okay, awesome. Give our listeners a few examples of what they would need you for.
For example, let's say if Josh has bought a new house or just built a new house, and let's say if Josh and his wife wants to add like a sunroom to the back of his house, what I'll do is, or what they'll do is they'll contact me and they'd be like, hey, we need your help framing this sunroom, and if you frame it, can you make sure it doesn't fall? So what they do is they reach out to me. What I do is I go out there, I take measurements, I look at their house, and I'll start drawing up blueprints for the sunroom. Now, once I'm done with the blueprints, I'll stamp it. It is sealed in legal law. I'll hand it to you and your wife, and then now you get with the city or county for permitting, or you get with the contractor, and it's up to you now. But I am always the city and county is the first step because you want to do permitting, and then I'm always the gateway. I'm the gateway.
What kind of projects have you been like, have you worked on? Just give us a few examples.
Yeah, there's a lot, man. So I'm a blaze through it because we're short on time. But
Yes.
I've done foundation redesign, foundation inspection. I've done garage design, full house rehab, partial house rehab, open concept. I've had to do a weird one where a pool was shocking the swimmers, and so the house owner wanted to kind of dig up the concrete and put in a new equal potential bonding field to keep the electricity away from the water. So, yeah, it was a unique one. But their idea was, look, we want to make sure that if we dig up this concrete, will the shell of our pool break and will water leak? That was a unique one. I'm currently working on some condominiums for a huge commercial client I just ran back here for. So,
Yeah,
I, I've
thank
done
you.
I, I've Yeah, a lot of different things.
All right, Jeff. So, how can people get in touch with you?
Very easy. So you can go to my website, www.lssplc.com. You can reach out to me on Facebook, Instagram. If you go to the website, or I said earlier, www.lssplc.com, it has my email, my number, my address, everything.
If anybody's looking for a structural engineer for their home, for some projects at the home, Jim with Lee Solutions and Services PLLC can definitely do it for you. And he practices in 14 states, right? Is that right?
For my W-2
14.
job, but for my firm right here, three states right
Three
now.
states. Okay. So, correction. He's practicing right now for in three states with his business at the moment. Lee Solutions and Services PLLC. So, all right, guys. Thank you so much, man. Jim, thank you so much for being on my very first show on the Heartbeat of Hmong Entrepreneurs. And I am very honored to have you here join us. So thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to touching base with you again in the future and see where you are. I know you can definitely go far.
Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah, all right, man. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Later. Thank you for stopping by and listening to my podcast. Again, my name is Josh. This is the heartbeat of Hmong entrepreneurs.